My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, could this be the end between Davin and his scammer Jane? Listen and enjoy.
This was kind of like a club calling it, just letting you know after you haven't heard from them in months ago, we know you're trying, but no on principle. That's kind of what she...
Comic strip.
That's kind of what she's doing. Like, she doesn't want to get back with me. She's, like, trying to make me upset. Like, it's like a big fuck you,
yeah.
But she doesn't know I'm me. So it just creates more content for the radio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, yeah.
But it's very weird for a scammer. She's not threatening me. The whole point of getting back to me was to say, fuck you, I got the money. It's over. It's done. It's like she wants to go and furthermore.
It was like a further point. It was like a point of pride to her. Like, you know what? I can get money from somebody. It might not be you, but I can get money from somebody. Fuck yourself.
My dead parents.
Yeah.
Or
I scammed them.
Maybe you bring them entertainment. And
yeah, but I don't think so. This has not been cohesive enough for entertainment. We left the entertainment realm a while ago. Yeah. We're not talking regularly. Once she got kicked off Facebook, it really affected our relationship.
You know what? She'll keep a portfolio of marks, and then she'll go back, you know, call, and then, you know, all right, you know, it's time to give him a buzz. What's going on? All right, he's got a big cock. I'll be back in 3 months. I'll see you in January.
You never know. Maybe he'll get sold.
Well, this one clearly knew whoever it was.
You know what? What are you going to get for him? What are you going to get for him? You're not going to get shit for him. This federal case? No, nothing.
No, it's a big cock, damn it. You charged by the pound.
Well, they're not looking for cock. They're looking for cash.
Different C word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, nobody's going to buy you, at least in this scenario.
But this one's she's definitely been scammed.
What do you mean?
She definitely thinks that I'm a fucking mark.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does. But she's mad at you because you're not coughing it up. You want her to cough it up.
So we agree, I'll hear this is not the end of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We'll be hearing something in January, of course.
Yep, I thought it was the end of it until like I heard from her in October because I hadn't heard in July.
She'll come back.
I'm irresistible.
Just Girl says when she goes through that money.
Well, I don't think it's the money from the Canadian lawyer. But
No. But
she's going to try the sweet shit again?
Maybe.
I mean, they don't even put in a good effort.
I think they need you in doses because basically when she said that she had money and stuff like that, and it's like, you don't offer me anything.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, well, and.
Right, but she comes back to say, I told you so.
Yeah.
You know, like you should have tried, like, she comes back as a cunt.
I understand. But the thing is, well, what could you offer me? And then she's looking to hear different things than money that she could be offered, and she was offered a big cock. Yeah.
Most women love that.
Well, you know, maybe not yours.
I would agree with that, but still, I'm putting something on the table. She doesn't know how repug I am.
Repug, please.
You know, because you know me, but she don't really know.
Right.
Pug.
Funny.
I mean, they're hooked. They can't get enough, but they don't know what to do with me, so they just try to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Which is like, so it's a bad scamming practice.
It's really...
Woo me. Give me a little something. Make me fall in love all over again.
Really?
You know, it's almost like...
It's a strange rejoinder.
But essentially, it's like we are with the scammer clips right now. And where that is that it's at a point where we feel that there is a new scammer that's writing for Belinda. A lot less tolerant, you know, and pretty much to the point.
Straight to the point,
So, you know, and this was after, you know, months of smooth talk between those two. And now somebody we feel is taking over and doesn't really know the backstory right now, but is very upfront. And this is where he is right now with this person. This has been always going on from the get-go.
Yeah.
But it's the same scenario as in the clips.
We're a long way from her coming on the picture of me.
Which
she never got. She's not even trying to get the picture now.
No.
She just like basically got in touch with me and go, fuck you.
Yeah. Which is bizarre.
It's weird.
It's like an old girlfriend coming back and going, neener, neener, neener.
But this is supposed to be a business relationship. I think I damaged this scammer.
You hit a nerve.
I think I did. This scammer's never been rejected before.
I know. I think she's pissed.
You might be right on that. Maybe where she couldn't. Where maybe she picked a mark,
well,
but the mark made right back.
Most likely he.
But still, you've never been treated like this before.
Yeah.
And they're probably sitting there going, why, you motherfucker. You know?
I think you really got under their skin.
Well, that's another victory for me.
It is.
Oh,
it
yes,
totally
on
is.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
They should not come and approach me.
No.
It doesn't work out.
I bet you're going to hear again.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. I thought
we'll
it was
be sitting
done.
Here in January and
yeah,
you'll
and
be brought up. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, dear David.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
going
to go. I'm going to have to go, listen, where are we with this?
Yeah.
I'm going to be, are you going to be a bitch all the time? Because if so, that's what I need to be. I go, if you're going to be a bitch, then get the get to stepping, stupid.
Really?
That's what I'm telling. I'm going to lay it down.
Wow.
I would say, are you going to be a bitch about this? Let us string along and then plead a case. Because she's known to do that, you know?
Or she might say, fuck you. And I'll go, and fuck you. But not with my big cock.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.